Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Scaling. People by Claire Hughes Johnson is a practical guide to building an effective organization as a company grows, written by a seasoned operator who has led teams through rapid change. Rather than treating management as a set of abstract principles, the book focuses on repeatable systems, how to hire, structure teams, set expectations, run meetings, and build culture without losing speed or clarity. It speaks to the reality that scaling is less about one-time heroics and more about creating processes that help many people make good decisions every day. The core promise is that strong company building is learnable when leaders use simple frameworks, honest communication, and disciplined execution. The book also acknowledges that people challenges evolve with size, making it especially relevant for startups moving from small, founder-led teams to multi-layer organizations. Readers can expect actionable tactics, checklists, and decision guides that translate leadership intent into daily operating habits across the company. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, management as a system, not a personality. A central theme is that great management can be designed and practiced rather than left to charisma or instinct. As organizations scale, relying on a few exceptional managers becomes risky because team quality varies and expectations become inconsistent. The book emphasizes establishing shared management standards so employees experience fairness, clarity, and growth regardless of who they report to. This includes defining what good looks like for coaching, feedback, goal setting, and decision making, then reinforcing it through training and routines. It also highlights that managers must evolve from doing work to enabling work, which requires shifting identity from individual contributor to multiplier. Tactics tend to revolve around creating repeatable cadences, preparing for predictable people problems, and making implicit norms explicit. The approach is especially useful in high-growth environments, where new managers are promoted quickly and need a practical toolkit. By framing management as an operating system, leaders can reduce confusion, minimize politics, and help teams move faster with fewer misunderstandings. The outcome is a workplace where performance is supported by structure, not luck. Secondly, hiring, onboarding, and building the talent flywheel. Scaling a company depends on consistently bringing in the right people and helping them succeed quickly. The book focuses on improving the full talent pipeline, from role definition to selection signals to onboarding plans. It stresses that hiring should start with clarity about outcomes, not a vague list of traits, and that structured interviewing reduces bias while increasing quality. A practical angle is treating recruiting as a team sport with clear ownership. Leaders define priorities, recruiters manage process, and interviewers are trained to assess specific competencies. Onboarding is presented as a strategic lever because early confusion is expensive and demoralizing. Effective onboarding aligns a new hire on mission, expectations, and how decisions get made, while also creating early wins that build confidence and credibility. The book also addresses the compounding effect of hiring. Each strong hire improves execution and culture, while each weak hire creates drag and forces the organization into constant repair. By designing a repeatable talent flywheel, leaders can scale headcount without diluting standards or burning out the team responsible for hiring. Thirdly, org design, role clarity, and decision rights. As teams grow, problems increasingly come from unclear ownership rather than lack of effort. The book tackles org design as a living discipline, defining roles, setting boundaries, and updating structure as strategy changes. It highlights that early-stage companies often succeed through informal coordination, but this breaks down when more people, time zones, and functions are added. Leaders must decide how to group teams, what leaders own, and how work flows across functions without creating bottlenecks. A key idea is clarifying decision rights so people know who decides, who contributes, and how disagreements are resolved. Without this, organizations drift into meetings as a substitute for accountability. The book also acknowledges trade-offs. Too much hierarchy slows learning, while too little structure creates chaos. Practical tactics include writing down responsibilities, setting explicit interfaces between teams, and revisiting structure after major shifts such as new products, new markets, or rapid headcount growth. The goal is to keep autonomy high while maintaining alignment, so teams can act decisively without stepping on each other. Fourthly, performance, feedback, and growth without drama. A scaling organization needs a performance culture that is both demanding and humane. The book approaches performance management as a set of routines that prevent surprises, clear expectations, frequent feedback, and fair evaluations. It argues that feedback is most effective when it is specific, timely, and tied to observable behavior and impact. Regular one-on-ones, written goals, and consistent coaching help employees understand what success looks like and how to improve. The book also covers the difference between supporting growth and avoiding hard conversations. Addressing issues early protects team morale and reduces the likelihood of sudden terminations that feel arbitrary. Another focus is aligning individual development with company needs, so career paths are realistic and promotions are earned rather than granted as retention tools. In fast-growing companies, leveling and titles can become political. A structured framework makes advancement clearer and reduces bias. The overall message is that strong performance systems help people thrive, protect high performers from burnout, and ensure the organization can keep raising its standards as it grows. Lastly, culture, communication, and operating cadence at scale. The book treats culture as the sum of behaviors that leadership rewards and enables through systems. In small teams, culture spreads through proximity and founders' behavior, but at scale, it requires intentional communication and consistent rituals. Leaders must repeat priorities, explain trade-offs, and create channels where information flows both ways. Operating cadence becomes crucial. Regular planning cycles, leadership meetings with clear agendas, and lightweight reporting that supports decision-making rather than bureaucracy. The book also highlights the importance of writing, whether in strategy memos, decision documents, or meeting notes, because written communication scales better than verbal updates. Another practical emphasis is designing meetings to produce outcomes, who needs to attend, what decisions are required, and how follow-ups are tracked. When communication is inconsistent, organizations fill gaps with assumptions, which creates mistrust and misalignment. By building deliberate rhythms and shared language, leaders can preserve speed and accountability while reducing confusion and rework. The result is a company that feels coherent even as it adds layers and locations. In conclusion, this book is best for startup founders, first-time managers, functional leaders, and operators in rapidly growing companies who need practical guidance on turning a small team into a durable organization. It also fits experienced managers who want a clear set of systems to standardize expectations across teams, especially during periods of hiring bursts, reorgs, or leadership transitions. The main benefit is that it helps readers replace improvisation with repeatable practices, clearer roles, better hiring and onboarding, more effective feedback, and stronger communication rhythms. These improvements reduce stress, prevent avoidable conflicts, and make performance and growth feel more transparent for everyone. Compared to many leadership books that focus on mindset or inspirational stories, this one stands out for its tactical, company-building orientation and its attention to the mechanics of scaling. It connects everyday management actions to organizational outcomes, making it easier to diagnose problems and choose interventions that fit the company stage. For buyers weighing similar books, the value is in its operational specificity and its focus on building management and culture through systems that can be taught, measured, and improved over time. If you would like to support Claire Hughes Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.